From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. A uranium-producing company with operations in Utah recently laid off 30% of its workforce in San Juan County because of decreasing demand for domestic uranium. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has more.
Energy Fuels is one of the largest private employers in San Juan County. It operates a mine near La Salle and a mill that processes uranium south of Blanding. Paul Gorenson is with the company. He says they laid off 12 employees at each facility in the past 2 weeks.
We have to conserve our financial resources, and the only way you can do that is by reducing workforce.
2 years ago, Energy Fuels asked the federal government to impose a bi-domestic quota for uranium. Instead, the Trump administration formed a working group to study the matter. In December, Bloomberg News reported the group had recommended the federal government buy more domestic uranium. But that has yet to happen. Gorenson says they're still optimistic, though.
I think the odds are better than half. They're going to do something.
Gorenson says there are no plans for further layoffs at this time. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
During a press conference today, teens from Utah's March for Our Lives presented their grades for state legislators. They were based on voting records on gun reform bills during the 2019 session. Only 30% received a passing grade, which the organization defined as either an A or B. Ainsley Mensch is a 17-year-old senior at Skyline High School. She says she wants to hold legislators accountable for their votes.
We are tired of seeing our friends die. We are tired of being scared. We are tired of being ignored.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, firearms are the leading cause of death for Utah teens and children, and the rate of gun deaths in Utah increased by 45% from 2008 to 2017. A bill co-sponsored by Utah Senator Mitt Romney has passed the Senate. It requires the United States to partner with allies to figure out a unified approach to China. In a release, Romney said the rise of China threatens America's values of freedom, human rights, and free enterprise. Romney also came out in support today of the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement trade deal, the agreement that would replace NAFTA. He voted in favor of the deal at the committee level. Utah Republican Congressman Chris Stewart introduced the Suicide Prevention Act today. It's a bipartisan effort to reverse the national trend of suicide death. According to the Centers for Disease Control, Utah has the sixth highest suicide rate in the nation. The bill would fund expanded surveillance of suicide attempts to identify trends early and to intervene. The bill also aims to establish self-harm and suicide prevention efforts in hospital emergency rooms. It's been about a year since Utah's juvenile justice system went through major reforms, and early indications show the state is detaining fewer kids and saving money. State officials met today at the Decker Lake Youth Center in West Valley to talk about the progress and what still needs to happen. KUER's John Reed has more.
A 2016 analysis of Utah's juvenile justice system found that too many kids were getting locked up for minor offenses. And the longer they were in custody, the higher their chances were for committing another crime. The findings triggered a shift to preventative treatment that would reduce the likelihood of recidivism and save taxpayers money.
We're getting the right kids in secure care, and we are giving him the right treatment.
That's Mike Butkovich, Director of Juvenile Justice Correctional Facilities. He says now only those who commit serious crimes end up in detention. And when they do, they get treatment tailored to them. Anna Thomas of Voices for Utah Children says that's a welcome change.
We don't transfer kids to adult court at an astronomical rate. We don't incarcerate kids. You look at some of the stories coming out of places back east or down south, and it is a very different situation.
But she says too many minors still get diverted into the system when they could be better handled at home. And like other states, it disproportionately affects children of color. John Reed, KUER News.
Personalized license plates that spark multiple complaints will get extra scrutiny now in Utah. The move comes amid questions about how a plate with the phrase "deportum" could be on the road, despite strict state rules and previous objections. Officials say that if more than one person reports a particular plate, it will be flagged for extra attention and reviewed by the Attorney General's office. Most states restrict what can appear on license plates. Lawmakers took up the issue today after a photo of the deportum plate gained widespread attention online. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.